This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Labor law in this country has been broken for some time.
That's the fundamental reason why Ben Boyce, director of the Living Wage Coalition of Sonoma County, is firmly behind the proposed changes to national labor law that are embodied in a bill called the Employee Free Choice Act.
The purpose of the Employee Free Choice Act would be to make it possible for a worksite to organize based on a majority sign-up or an election, depending on the choice of the employees, not the employer.
This form of worker registration is also sometimes called card check, in reference to the sign-up cards employees are given. But the pending federal legislation would do two other important things. One of them, Boyce explains, is to ensure that new contracts are actually adopted following successful union representation elections.
It's very common that a worksite will win a union representation, but 2 years later, they still can't get a contract. This is an abuse of the National Labor Relations Board process that this act would correct.
The third main element of the act is to put some real teeth into the enforcement of national labor law.
Conservatives are often fond of saying we're a country of laws, but if you break criminal law, they will come looking for you, put you under arrest. If you break contract law, you will be sued. If you break labor law in this country, virtually nothing happens. So there may be a slap on the wrist fine for intimidating a whole group of people from exercising their constitutional rights. So I think it's important to put a little teeth back into these laws to break up this culture of impunity so that employers know that their best course of action is to work with their employees.
Together, these provisions are clearly intended to strengthen the position of unions that are attempting to organize and represent additional groups of workers. If adopted, Boyce says, they could have an immediate effect on several local employers, such as Memorial Hospital, where plans for a union representation election were announced earlier this week after years spent wrangling over what he called fair election ground rules.
Those fair election ground rules would be basically the law of the land should the Employee Free Choice Act be put in place. As it is now, you have to bargain for that as your first concession to get a level playing field. Then you try to organize.
Business organizations and conservative groups are campaigning hard against the Employee Free Choice Act, which has the firm backing of President Obama. Boyce says it's a way to restore some economic security to the American middle class.
The American working class was unable to collect on its increased productivity over the last 20 years. That productivity went into developing these vast fortunes of the CEOs and of the people who are using this money in hedge funds for speculation, and the debt overhang in the population finally reached a crisis point. So our answer to this is that now is the time to start putting a floor under middle-class wages and conditions, and unions are the proven method for doing that.
The proposed legislation won the endorsement of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors earlier this week on a 4-1 vote, with Paul Kelly dissenting. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.